Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, June 7th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Congo tries to restore rule of law after days of unrest. In spite of opposition, a scripture translation team presses forward in Southeast Asia, and another door opens for outreach in Togo. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping the news, rebels withdrew from Bukavu along the border of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Their show of force in taking the city revealed a weakness in the government, prompting protest riots in the capital. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says for 3 days last week, their teams were pinned down by gunfire in Bukavu. It will take time to get things rolling again.
There are no classes being taught at all the universities, all the high schools, the Bible school, everything that's there. Right now, everything is a standstill because no one is going to leave their homes. And even in their homes, they don't feel secure because they're being looted.
There are no plans to evacuate. Vinton says their teams are determined.
I think prayer is the main thing that we need to concentrate on at this time. And as far as our missionaries, right now they're safe, but you never know what could happen. My daughter-in-law said to me, you know, we feel this is where God wants us, and what kind of a testimony are we to people when we take off and leave them here, and they're Christians just like we are.
Meanwhile, American evangelist Sammy Tippett says he sensed more hope than he's ever seen in Haiti. Tippett just returned from Haiti, where he's long been involved in evangelism and discipleship. He says there's a reason for the renewed sense of hope.
There's a prayer movement that has emerged in the nation since the ouster of the former president Aristide, and every Thursday morning they have been having a prayer meeting in the National Palace. This is what's really offering hope. The people feel like for the first time they can see some kind of future.
Tippett believes that hope may prime the country for evangelism. While evangelism was his focus, they did hold one event.
It rained all over the city of Port-au-Prince, except for the place where we were holding the rally. People responded to give their hearts to Christ, and as soon as we had the counselors take them off, in that exact moment the rains came.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Millions of children around the world have no idea when they'll be eating next. They're facing incredible health issues, and more importantly, many are facing death without faith in Jesus Christ. Regina Hopewell with Compassion International is hoping Christians will help through their Compassion Sunday campaign.
Compassion Sunday is a date whenever we invite our sponsors and churches all across the country to help educate congregations about how children are suffering around the world, and also to talk a bit about the biblical mandate for Christians to reach out to the poor.
Hopewell says this year they'd like to attract 17,000 new sponsors with the ultimate purpose of seeing children come to Christ.
We work only through the local church, trying to expose the children to Christianity and the Christian message, but long-term discipleship by really mentoring them in the Christian faith. In our last fiscal year, we had 80,000 children make first-time commitments to Christ all around the world.
Next, strong political and religious opposition during the last few years has hampered scripture translation into many languages of Southeast Asia. In spite of this, the Seed Company is making progress in 7 translation projects for the Manmal Cluster. Teams have begun testing early translation work for clarity and ease of reading. Pray that hearing the scripture in the local tongue during comprehension testing will create a desire to know the Bible once it's been printed. And the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism says there's good news from Togo. Literacy primers in 2 indigenous languages are now available through the Resource Center. Plans are underway to train literacy instructors who are committed to teaching others within their churches and communities to read. The ultimate goal is to enable Christians to be able to read God's Word. They also want to use literacy as a tool for reaching people in their communities for Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book shares true stories and adventures through missionary aviation that will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.